我们今天晚上要看十八章。
This evening we'll be studying chapter 18.
在十七章的末了，我们看到扫罗显出一点浮屠似的。
At the end of chapter 17, we see Saul doing a foolish and confused thing.
他竟然没有认得大卫是谁。
He did not recognize David for who he was.
但是感谢神，大卫虽然是打败了哥利亚回来。
But thanks be to God, even though David has just defeated Goliath,
在以色列人的眼前，他是带着最高的荣耀回来。
And he brings back from the battlefield the greatest of honor in the eyes of the Israelites.
但是你看他仍然非常的会守住自己的地位。
Yet you see that he knew his place extremely well.
啊，他没有让那一个得胜叫他感觉自己可以越过他的份。
He did not allow his victory to bring him beyond his particular place.
那所以我们看到十七章末了的时候，大卫的回答是那样的清楚。
So we see then his reply at the end of chapter 17 was very clear.
大卫说，我是你仆人伯利恒人耶西的儿子。
David answered and said, I am the son of your servant Jesse the Bethlehemite.
那弟兄姊妹不要以为这一句话很容易讲。
Brothers and sisters, do not mistakenly think that this is a phrase that is very easily spoken.
在没有打败哥利亚以前也许容易讲。
Perhaps before the defeat of Goliath that this may have been easily said.
但是在打败了拿了哥利亚的头回来的时候，这个话就不是那么容易讲。
But after the defeat of Goliath and having been able to bring back Goliath's head, this phrase then is not so easily said.
因为大卫在这个时候他有所夸有所斥。
So when David says this, he could boast and he can.
Rely on something.
That there is something that there is now something substantial that he can actually reply.
但是感谢神，大卫仍然是守住自己的份。
But thanks be to God that he continued to remain in his proper place.
这话就引出十八章开头的事情。
And this very phrase.Brings forth the beginning of chapter 18.
你留意第十八章怎么开始？
Then how does chapter 18 begin?
大卫对扫罗说完了话。
It says, now it came after when David had finished speaking to Saul.
约拿单的心与大卫的心深相契合。
That the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David.
约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。
And Jonathan loved him as himself.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见有一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you can see here that there is a matter at hand.
约拿单是扫罗的长子。
Jonathan is the eldest son of Saul.
约拿单如果按照人来说，他应当是 以后要承接扫罗的王位的。
According to man's logic, Jonathan is the heir apparent to the throne of Saul.
用人的话来说，他是王太子。
He is the, in our everyday vocabulary, he is the prince.
但是在这里，这一个本来是做王太子的人。
However, here we see an individual who was the prince.
如今他心里头有一个感觉。
Now having an emotion, a feeling in his heart.
他跟大卫的感觉能完全的连接起来。
That he was totally knitted together with David in emotion.
这里的感觉叫约拿丹爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。
And this emotion in Jonathan caused Jonathan to love David as himself.
那我们你读中文圣经还不觉得那个问题的突出。
When we read the Chinese translation, we do not see the exceptional aspect of this recording.
我们只是觉得约拿单爱大卫，大卫爱约拿单，他喜欢他，他也喜欢他。
All we see is that Jonathan loved David, David loved Jonathan, that he liked him and he liked him back.
但是当我们回到原来的意思上去的时候
，But when we go back to the original text and the meaning that
我们就发觉有一点特别了。
We'll discover that there is something unique there.
这里的原来的意思应该是说，约拿单的魂与大卫的魂身相契合。
It should state with the meaning that the soul of David was knitted together, bound together with the soul of David.
Yes, Jonathan.
The soul of Jonathan was bound to the soul of David.
弟兄姊妹们。这里不仅仅是说一种感情上的那一个心。
Brothers and sisters, this is not just referring to some sort of emotional feeling that.
乃是说到他整个人的魂里边的一切。
But it tells us that the entire soul of this individual was involved.
那一般来说，魂就是包括了意志了。
In general, the soul represents will,
感情吗
feeling,
和意志感情和心思
and heart mind. Or mind.
那标准呢思想感情意志都整个的给一个事情抓住
So we see that the mind, the emotion, and the will is all being controlled by one particular aspect.
那这个特别的对象就是大卫。
And the special recipient is David.
那大卫的那一个对象就是约拿单。
And the object for David is Jonathan.
啊，这个不是单方面的。
This is not just a one-way street.
是双方面的。
This is a two-way street.
那他们里面的那个感觉完全的连接在一起
that all of themselves were bonded together
以致约拿单到了一个地步爱大卫胜过爱自己的魂
even to a point where Jonathan loved DavidMore than Jonathan loved his own self. His
那这里中文把它翻成性命，那也很合理。
It says here that he loved him more than himself. That's also true.
但是应该是比那个性命还要更重一点。
But it should be beyond that. It should be even greater than just loving him his own life.
因为约拿单在以后我们看见。他实在把他整个的自己都为大卫交出来。
But we see that later on, Jonathan shows forth that he is more than willing to give up himself for the sake of David.
下面就说，约拿单爱大卫，如过于爱他自己的性命，就与大卫结盟。
In verse 3 it says then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself
就是呢他跟他和大卫立了建了一个什么盟
what type of covenant did Jonathan make with David
这里没有说
the text does not specify
但是以后的就说出来
but later on it tells us
那我们先跳过好些去看这个
Let us skip to that portion of scripture first
我们翻到二十九章
Let's turn to chapter 29.
23章。
Correction, to chapter
23. 17节。
Verse 17.
我们先看看呢。
This is what Jonathan says to David. He says, do not be afraid.
我父扫罗的手必不加害于你。
Because the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find you.
你必做以色列的王。
You will be king over Israel.
我也做你的宰相。
And I will be next to you.
这事我父扫罗是知道的。
And Saul, my father, knows this also.
弟兄姊妹，他们立了一个什么盟约？
What type of covenant did they establish?
就是立了这一个盟约。
This is the exact covenant that was established.
以后你做以色列王。
That you will be king over Israel.
我做你的宰相，帮助你。
And I will be next to you as your help.
弟兄姊妹，约拿单的心思的里面有这样的一个感觉，你看到这个感觉是从什么地方来？
The fact that Jonathan has this type of feeling in his heart, where do you think it originated?
本该是我做王，你来帮助我。
It should have been, I will be king and you will be my help.
现在翻过来是你来做王，我来帮助你。
But now it's completely reversed, for you will be king and I will be your help.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是我刚才特别要弟兄姊妹们注意他们的魂与约拿单的魂与大卫的魂身上契合的那一个原因。
And this is the reason why I want to emphasize earlier the matter that the soul of Jonathan was knitted and bonded together with the soul of David.
没有提这个以前，我要插出去说说一些事情。
Now, before we go on further with this, I would like to go off tangent just a little bit.
现在在神学的里边有一派这样的道理。
Currently, in the world religion, there is one particular thought, school of thought.
非常受福音派的人接受
that they were accepted by those who are evangelical.
是什么说法呢？
And what type of school of thought is this?
他就是说人没有灵魂体的结构。
States that man is not comprised of the flesh, soul, and spirit.
人是一个完整的人。
Rather, that man is one complete individual.
所以从前弟兄姊妹常常说你要爱别人的灵魂，他们说错了。
So that's why when they state that, when you say you need to love the souls of others, that is a wrong statement.
你必须要说你要爱这些人。
But rather they say you need to state you must love these people.
因为他不是只有灵魂。
Because an individual is not just the man is not just comprised of the soul, it has a
flesh.
And so a man or individual is one whole individual.
所以你要爱他的时候，你要爱他整个的人。
So when you love that individual, you must love him as a whole.
所以就引出这样的结论。
So then it brings forth this type of concept.
教会不单是要传福音。
The church must not just stop at spreading the gospel, evangelizing.
也要做社会参与。
And so instead, it must also be involved with social issues. With social concerns.
那弟兄姊妹，这样的想主张啊，在这二三十年里边，影响着纯正信仰的基督教到一个非常厉害的地步。
Two or three years ago, this type of thinking, 20-30 years ago, this type of thinking brought this religion. Already greatly impacted Christianity.
一直到现在没有过去。
And it still has not ceased to this day.
啊，教会分了好多的力量去管外面的事情。
And so the church expends a great deal of effort and energy to be concerned with social matters.
结果传福音只是成了一个口号。
The spreading of the gospel is merely one fact. It's only one slogan.
追求生命的成长根本就完全的放下。
That they have completely set aside this matter of
pursuing of life.
Set aside the matter of pursuing spiritual maturity.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到现在普遍的教会里的软弱，这是一个相当重要的原因。
And this is a major cause to the weakness of religion today.
所以要借助许许多多外面的动作。
For you see that there are.There is much exterior or social type of activity.
Some
exterior matters.
Some activity.
Exterior activities.
把乐队弄到教会里边来，提高敬拜的气氛。
To bring orchestra into the church for worship. To bring orchestra into the church in order to raise up the feeling or the spirit of the congregation.
哦，鼓吹好些身体的动作来满足人的感觉。
To permit for and to encourage.Physical movements and other types of physical matters to satisfy oneself.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要回到神原来的心思上面来看人的结构。
But we must come back to God's original plan when we speak of salvation for man.
神明
when we talk about the structure of man.
神明明告诉我们，人的结构是灵魂身体。
God very clearly tells us that man consists of the body or flesh, the spirit and the soul.
啊，在这神造人的那一个历史上面，是体加上灵就产生魂。那这三件事情是很清楚的。
It is very clear that there are three distinct.Aspects to man, the body connected to the spirit, which brings you in, to the soul, bring forth the soul.
新约的书信的里边太清楚给我们指出。
In the New Testament, it very clearly points out to us.
帖撒罗尼迦书那里头的那一个对的问安。
In the First Thessalonians,The greetings tell in the greetings of First Thessalonians.
愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
Specifically says that
First Thessalonians 5:5.
Now may God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, that may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete.
那这里看得很清楚，圣灵在那里说，我人是灵与魂与身体来组合成的。
The Holy Spirit very clearly records for us that man is, man consists of spirit, soul, and body to make it complete.
还有希伯来书呢。
And then there's also in, recorded in Hebrews.
就说到神的道比两刃的剑。都快第四章第五节十二节
that the word of God is living and active the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit
甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都可以剖开
piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow
用得太清楚了
Brothers and sisters, it's too clear.
这句话说得太清楚了。
The words here are spoken too clearly.
灵魂是两个事情。
That the soul and the spirit are two different and distinct matters.
加上身体就是人。
And then when you add the body or the flesh, then when you add the body, then it's man.
但是为什么他们说人是一个整体的人？
So then why is it that this school of thought says that the man is one, just one complete individual? And they say, well, just study the Old Testament very well. In the Old Testament, it very seldom speaks about the Spirit. The Spirit is brought up only by Paul in the New Testament.
保罗的新约里面所说的灵就等于旧约里面所说的魂。
The spirit that Paul speaks of in the New Testament is exactly the same as the soul as spoken in the Old Testament.
甚至四福音上面魂也很少说的，灵也很少说的，还都是说魂的。
And even in the Gospels, it hardly speaks of the spirit, it speaks more of the soul.
那所以旧约是魂，新约就是灵，灵与魂是一件事。
So the Old Testament we have the soul, and the New Testament we speak of spirit, but actually the soul and the spirit are one.
既然是如此，就不能把人降分成灵魂体。
And since that is the case, then you are not able to divide an individual into body, spirit, and soul.
这些人以为这样就可以拆掉一直下来。神的儿女们都接受灵魂体的这一个事实。
And they feel that this argument would suffice to satisfy to destroy the concept that Christians have all along that man consists of body, soul, and spirit.
他们以为灵魂体这个说法是老的神学。
They feel that this division of body, soul, and spirit is of the old theology.
在神学上要进步，现在就发觉，不是灵魂体，是一个整体。
And so with the advancement of the age of theology, and theology is no longer the division, but that it's just man is just one complete being.
但是他们错了。
But they are wrong.
因为不是神学，是圣经的话。
Because it is not new theology, but it is what the Bible states.
神的话是说，灵与魂与身体。
The Bible clearly tells us, the Word of God clearly tells us that the spirit with the soul and then the body.
那现在我们要来解决一个问题。
And so now we have to consider another question.
那为什么旧约里面都是说？多半是说魂，很少说灵，而到了新约的时候，特别在到了书信以后，一直就是那个灵非常非常的突出。
So why is it then that in the Old Testament it does not speak of the spirit, it only speaks of the soul, and in the New Testament when one is renewed or in the epistles it tells specifically of the spirit being a being aroused, being heightened.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们记得伊甸园的故事，
if brothers and sisters, if we understand this, the story of the Garden of Eden,
我们就知道那个答案。
Then we will know the answer.
你吃的日子一定死。
If you eat of it, you shall surely die.
但是亚当吃了没有死。
But Adam ate of it, and yet he did not die.
但是神的话说，你吃的日子一定死。
But the word of God was clear to say that if you eat of it, you shall surely die.
究竟死了还是没死？
So did he die or did he not die?
神的话是说死了就当然是死了。
If God's word tells us that he died, then surely he died.
但是他实在是活着。
But in fact, he was still living.
这是怎么说呢？
So how can you explain this?
我们又回到以弗所书第二章来了。
We then must come to Ephesians chapter 2.
你们从前死在罪恶 破半当中。
That you once were dead in the flesh, in your transgression.
他叫你们活过来。
And but he made you alive.
我不怎么看到。是死了，但是又活过来。
So we see that you died, but yet you were made alive.
怎么活过来？
What does it mean to be made alive?
我们再往下看看就看到了。
If we continue onward, we will see.
你们与基督一同活过来，那里中文是活过来，在原来的意思是你们与基督一同苏醒过来。
It says that you were made alive together with Christ, and in the Chinese translation it specifically points that you were awakened.
No, in the original text.
In the original text, yeah. It tells us that you were awakened.
又是你看到那个情况。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the situation.
在旧约的时候，人的灵是死的，你叫他怎么活，怎么有动作呢？
In the Old Testament, man's spirit was dead, so how can you possibly see any aspect of it?
就是到了四福音的时候，那灵还是死的，那你怎么可能有太多的动作？
When we come to the Gospels, we see that still the spirit was dead, so how can you see any any aspect of it?
但是到了书信的时候，
But when we come to the Epistles,
那是主复活以后。
This is after the Lord was resurrected.
已经做成功以后。
And so this is after the work of resurrection.
人的基督的救赎，人的灵就苏醒过来。
Because of the resurrection of Christ, the spirit of man was awakened.
所以灵的活动在新约的书信的里边就是那么明显。
And that's why it is so evident.As to the awakening of the spirit to the moving to the appearance of the spirit in the New Testament.
在旧书里头的人，他们重新学习把自己操练活在灵的管理的底下。
Now we see those who have been saved to learn to once again be awakened to walk.In the spirit.
No.
Walk after the spirit. To walk after the Holy Spirit.
那现在我们回来看撒母耳记下里。
So now let's return to 1 Samuel.
什么叫做约拿单的灵与大卫的灵身相契合？
What does it mean when it states that the soul of Jonathan was knitted to the soul of David.
这就引出一个问题。
It actually brings forth a question.
好多时候我们有一个错觉。
A lot of times we are mistaken to think.
以为魂都是坏的。
That anything of the soul is bad.
人堕落以后魂就是坏的。
That after man fell, that the soul is all bad.
但这只是一个错觉。
But this is a misunderstanding.
魂是好还是不好，不在乎魂的本身。
Whether the soul is good or bad is not dependent upon the soul in and of itself.
乃在魂守不守本位。
Whether or not the soul maintains its proper position.
那当魂要出头的时候，它就坏了。
When the soul wishes to come forth to extend itself, then it is bad.
魂如果不出头的时候，那就对了。
If the soul does not come forth to extend itself, then it is proper.
你说旧约的时候灵死已经死掉，那就算他不出头，他也没有作为啊。
So in the Old Testament, you might argue, if the spirit was already dead, if the soul did not extend itself, then what use of it is it?
我们感谢神。
we thank our God.
就是我们读希伯来书的时候，不是提到有一件事情吗？
When we read Hebrews, does it not record this one particular matter?
说到我们的主的宝血给我们洗净。
Does it not tell us that the precious blood of our Lord has cleansed us?
其中是包括 一件事情。
And it includes within it
连我们心中的偏凉也都洗净。
That it also cleanses our internal conscience.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
灵是死了。
The spirit is dead.
但是魂还可以有向神的倾向。
But the soul can be inclined towards God.
当然它也可以不亲近神。
Of course, it can also be inclined away from God.
如果我们一口咬定伊甸园堕落了以后魂都是坏的，那就很糟糕了。
If we conclude that after the fall in the Garden of Eden that the soul then is completely bad, then that is a, then it becomes a mess.
这样一来我们就不懂得亚伯为什么会拿羊羔献祭了。
Then we would not understand why Abel is able to sacrifice or offer the proper sacrifice.
我们又很难领会以诺怎么会与神同行。
And then we would not understand how Enoch was able to walk with God.
同样的不能领会挪亚怎么知道神的心思。
Nor will we understand how it is possible that Noah would know of the will of God.
也是同样的道理，我们不会明白亚伯拉罕怎么被召。
By similar logic, we do not then understand how Abraham can be called.
我们感谢神，我们是堕落，但是我们的魂还不是全然的坏掉。
Thanks be to God that though we have fallen, yet our soul has not completely turned bad.
他还维持着一点在被召的时候的那一个称为天良的东西，良心的东西。
It maintains itself to keep its conscience.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
所以我们看到在旧约里面的人，他们的魂如果是亲近神的时候，
So when we notice that in the Old Testament, whenever a character has a soul that is inclined towards God,
他们就能体会神的心思。
Then they are able to to understand the will of God.
也就会拣选神的心思。
And they are able to receive and accept the will of God.
那我们了解在旧约里面的那个属灵的那个情形的时候，我们就了解这里面的那一件事情。
So when we take notice of the soul in the Old Testament, then we need to take note of this.
怎么会说约拿单的灵与大卫的灵完全的身上契合？
How can we say that the soul of Jonathan was knitted together to the soul of David?
为什么约拿单能爱大卫胜过爱自己的性命，因此与大卫结那样的一个盟呢？
How could it be that Jonathan loved David to the extent that he loved him more than himself, so that he would establish a covenant such as this?
因为他知道神的意思。
Because he knew the meaning of God.
他就拣选神的意思。
So he selected and chose the will of God.
他知道神的意思是让大卫来接续他父亲做王。
He knew that God's intent was for David to take the place of Saul, his father, as king.
所以他就服在神这一个权柄的底下。
So he submitted himself to this authority of God.
他绝不因为自己是太子的地位而拒绝这样神的定位。
He did not try to go around God's intent just because of his position as the prince.
他完全忘记了自己。
He completely forgot himself.
他看到神要立大卫作王。
He saw that God desires to establish David as king.
他就接受了这个事实。
And so he accepted that matter.
他就放下他自己。
And he let go of himself.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那现在弟兄姊妹你就懂了，为什么大卫对扫罗说完了话，亚拿单就有这个感觉。
And that's why now we can understand, how Jonathan would have this response after, David has stated, his statement to, to Saul.
是大卫这个人。
First it is David,
特别在战场上的那一个大卫。
Especially the, David who was in the battlefield.
加上大卫的语言。
And added to that, the words that came forth from his mouth.
再加上神给他的看见。
And added to that is God's revelation to Jonathan.
他就毫无保留地把自己完全地交出来。
That caused Jonathan to securely set aside himself.
原来他的灵与大卫的灵深相契合。和魂，和与大卫的魂身上契合。
That the soul of Jonathan was knitted to the soul of David.
就是建筑在这样的一个事实上面。
And it's because of these reasons.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那大卫受膏了。
Now after David was anointed.
但是他没有坐上宝座。
He did not yet ascend to the throne.
神还没有让他马上就坐上宝座。
God did not allow David to immediately ascend to the throne.
神要他学许多的功课。
God wanted for him to learn many lessons.
然后让他学好了，才送他上宝座。
And after he had learned those lessons well, then God was to bring him into the throne.
他学的功课不是外面怎样去管理。
The lessons that he learned was not just external lessons of how to govern.
虽然神给他这个机会，
although God also gave him that opportunity.
但是最根本的是在他生命里边给他的造就。
The most basic though is the lessons that God taught him in living, in his life.
说到生命的造就，大卫的处境就是非常非常的危险。
When we speak of the lessons of life, then the uniqueness, the circumstances of David are very dangerous.
为什么?
Why do we say that?
因为你说到那个生命的成长的时候。
When we speak of the struggles of life,
必须有一个人能让大卫落在他的追赶的底下。
There must be someone who would see David as his enemy. There must be someone who would pursue David as an enemy.
是哪里找这个人呢?
And where was this person to be found?
扫罗最好。
Saul is the best candidate.
那所以神就让大卫到了扫罗的身旁。
And so God brings David into come before Saul.
那以上我们就看到那事情的发展。
And as we read the contents of the chapter, we see all the matters
that unfold. 但是在事情没有发展以前。
But before all these matters unfold.
我们看见神的手中的安排真是太美妙。
We see that God's arrangement is truly beautiful.
他给大卫先接受一些印证。
First, he allowed David to receive confirmation. Yeah.
来叫他知道，虽然他没有做王位，但是神不会忘记神已经召立他做王。
To allow him, to teach him that even though he has not yet ascended to the throne, that God has not forgotten that he was the one who was already anointed.
神会保护他。
That God will protect him.
神会按照时间把他送上宝座。
That God in time will bring him to the throne.
但是他必须学功课。
But he must first learn his lesson.
他不学功课就不能上宝座。
If he does not learn his lessons, then he will not be able to ascend to the throne.
他不学功课就是。
If he does not learn his lessons, then he will become Saul number two.
但神不要他做扫罗第二。
But God does not want him to become Saul number two.
神要他做王。
God wants for him to be king.
所以他非要学功课不可。
So he must learn his lessons. He cannot avoid them.
因为只有在学功课的里边，才能把人该脱掉的脱掉。
And in learning these lessons, he will be able to rid himself of the down. What needs to be rid of? He will rid himself of what needs to be rid of.
孙神先给他一些印证。
So first, then God gave him a confirmation.
头一件事情
The first matter.
约拿单把他的战衣、刀、弓、腰带都给了他。
Was that
连外袍。
That Jonathan stripped himself of the robe and gave it to David along with his armor, his sword, his bow, and his belt.
那这是约拿单好像把他该继承扫罗做王的那个权力一并交给他。
It is as if Jonathan was giving forth or giving out the rights of his inheritance to the throne of Saul all to David.
那虽然这些都是征战的，为了征战的。
And even though each and every one of these items for war, for battle.
但是约拿单里面有个感觉。
Yet for Jonathan, he had a feeling inside him.
因为以后为神的名征战的就是你了。
That because you will be the one who will stand for the name of God.
叫神的百姓得保护的就是你了。
And you will be the protection over the people of God.
因为这个记得约拿单里面这个感觉乃是从他被跟哥利亚对抗的时候接过来的。
This feeling that Jonathan had originates from the time of David's battle with Goliath.
因为他听到大卫在那里说一件事情。
Because he heard David proclaim one thing.
你与我征战是用枪用刀。
That you come to battle with me by your sword and by your spear.
但我与你征战乃是借着万军耶和华的名。
But I come to battle with you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
所以在约拿单的里面看定了大卫是一个为神的名征战的人。
So we see that Jonathan knew for certain that David was someone who came in the name of God.
我不知道大卫那时候有没有告诉约拿单说神已经高立我了。
I'm not sure whether or not David had revealed to Jonathan that God had already anointed him.
但我敢肯定说一定没有。
But I'm almost certain that David would not have done so.
因为大卫并不是这样生怕别人不知道他有什么了不起的事的人。
Because David is not the type of person who was afraid that others would not know of his strong suit or would not know of the good things about him.
但是约拿单就是从他观察的里边看到了大卫是站在神那一边。
But Jonathan saw this in David, that he is someone who stands by the name of God.
所以他就把他所有的战袍、战兵器全都送了给大卫。
So therefore he was more than willing to offer all of his armor, all of his items of war to David.
那这个是神给约拿单的头一个 竞争。
And so this is God's This is the first confirmation that God gives to David.
让他在以后遭遇难处的时候，他能想到神曾经这样向我说过话。
So that later on when he encounters trials, that he would remember that God had once spoken to him in this fashion.
那第二件事情呢?
Now the second matter.
那当大卫打死了那哥利亚回来。
Now after David had defeated Goliath and he returned.
那他们所有的以色列的所有的百姓都出来迎接。
The people of Israel all came forth to greet him. Only greet him. To greet him.
No.
To welcome him.
Know him.
To know him.
No.
To welcome.
To welcome.
To welcome.
为什么我这样说呢?
Why do I say this in this fashion?
弟兄姊妹，你看圣，你看经文怎么说?
Look at the context. What does it say?
第六节。
Verse 6.
大卫打死了那非利士人，从众人回来的时候，妇女们从以色列各城里出来，欢欢喜喜打鼓击磬，唱歌唱跳舞迎接扫罗王。
Verse 6 says, and it happened as they were coming when David returned from killing the Philistine that the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing, dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments.
你是不是刚才我说是欢迎，没有说欢迎谁，就是这个原因。
That's why I stated what I stated, that the people came out to welcome them, to make it a welcome, a greeting, and not specifically that they were welcoming someone.
你读下去就晓得，他们是要欢迎扫罗王。
There's a sense that they are there to welcome, to greet King Saul.
但是你看底下那个时期呢?
But when you read onwards,
是欢迎扫罗王吗?
Are they really welcoming and greeting King Saul?
七节，众妇女舞蹈唱和说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Verse 7 tells us that the women sang as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000.
就这么说，是欢迎扫罗王。
Brothers and sisters, you tell me, are they welcoming King Saul?
表面上是欢迎扫罗王。
Outwardly, they are welcoming King Saul.
实际是在欢迎大卫。
But in reality, they are welcoming David.
因为在这个欢迎的里面所高举的是大卫。
For in this welcome, in this greeting, the one who is exalted is David.
怎么会有这个事情发生呢?
How could this thing possibly occur?
怎么那些妇女这样不给面子打扫罗呢?
How could it be that the people of Israel did not give the proper face to Saul?
因此我们不能看外面。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot just look at the exterior.
我们必须看到里面。
We must look inside.
因为里面有神的手在那里。
For inwardly, we see the hand of God.
神管理着这样的一件事。
That God is there to govern and control
this matter. 来向大卫说话。
To speak, in order to speak to David.
叫大卫知道神在他身上那个定规没有改变。
In order to tell David, to speak to David that God, what God has established has not changed.
虽然坐在宝座上的现在仍然是扫罗。
That even though at this present time, the person who sits on the throne still is Saul.
但是在人的心里面坐宝座的是大卫。
However, in the hearts of the people, the one who is seated on the throne is truly David.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为这件事小事。
Brothers and sisters, do notmisunderstand that this is just a minor matter.
我敢说
I dare to say
以后大卫在长期给追赶的时候，他能维持向着神那个心思没有长久的下去，跟这很有关系。
That during the long period of time when David was being pursued, that they were able to maintain place before God to remember what God has established and did not fall over a long period of time is based on this particular matter. Because God has spoken to him through the people. For God has spoken to him through what Jonathan had done.
你这个祝福你的歌唱向他说话了。And
that God has spoken to him through the songs and the greetings of the women of Israel.
但是这些事情看在扫罗的眼里,
but when these matters are seen through the eyes of Saul,
扫罗就受不了,
Saul could not stand it any longer.
扫罗就定义要对付大卫。
And so Saul was determined to deal harshly with David.
扫罗说,万万归给大卫,千千归给我,只是还有什么剩下的,只是剩下的王位还没给他就是了。
Since they have ascribed 10,000 to David, only 1,000 to me, then what else is there left except to give him the throne?
就在这一天开始,
and from this day onward,
扫罗就心里面, 设计要对付大卫。
Saul then within his heart was determined to deal harshly with David. We thank our God. When one person is exalted, that individual must however be dealt with. That God must deal with him and bring him to the lowest point. So that from this lowest point that individual would learn and know of himself. And then to allow God's portion to be added on to him. Only this type of elevation or exaltation would have a firm root and foundation.
如果没有这样的根基, 那在人中间的身高, 乃是他走入火坑的里头。
Without this type of solid foundation, a man's elevation or exaltation would be would be consistent with that which is thrown into the furnace.
弟兄姊妹们, 神知道我们的本相。
Oh, brothers and sisters, God knows our self.
他不会一下子把我们带得很高。
He will not instantaneously bring us to a very high place.
他总是让我们学一点功课, 先受一点的对付。
He will first allow us to learn and to deal with ourselves first.
从这一天开始, 大卫的处境,
from this day onward, David's situation became dangerous. We truly want to thank our God. But David was still more than willing to submit to Saul. He still stood by Saul.
那么现在我们来看扫罗。
But now let's turn our focus upon Saul.
当扫罗心里边有了那一个恶念,
from that moment when Saul had this ill intent in his heart,
那么那个来骚扰他的恶魔又来了。
Then the evil spirit came upon him again.
神把他的那一个保护网撤掉以后,
after God has taken back the net of protection over him,
那个恶魔就来了,
then the evil spirit came forth.
那他就在那里, 中文圣经说他胡言乱语,
then he raved, he started to utter nonsense.
但是 有责任人是不是真的胡言乱语呢?
Was he really uttering nonsense?
可以说是, 但是不完全是。
You may say so, but it's not completely so.
在原来的意思
The original meaning
他是在那里讲预言
Is that he was speaking in tongues
No,
he was prophesying
他在那里讲预言
That he was prophesying
啊，就是新约里面所说的先知讲道
It is the same as in the New Testament that the prophets were prophesying
那当然他在那里说的说所谓的说预言乃是乱说
Of course the his prophesying at that time was just utter nonsense
那所以说他胡言乱语也是对
So if you describe it as uttering nonsense then that may be true
我们就注意了
Then we
注意的说预言的那一个源头是什么
What is the source of this prophecy, of this prophesying?
很显然。
Oh, evidently.
是那恶魔。
It is from the evil spirit.
用这门，所以我们留意一些神奇的事情，不要以为神奇就是真理。
So we should take note then from this, when it regards some amazing things that happen that not all amazing matters stem from or originate from God.
因为这里看到撒旦也能叫人做同样的事。
Take notice that Satan can also allow man to accomplish those same things.
因此我们对这些事情我们一定要追究那个源头。
So when we encounter these matters, we must pursue to see where the source of it is.
源头不对，我们不能承认那是圣灵的工作。
If the original source is improper, then we cannot accept it as being the work of the Holy Spirit.
怎么能知道它源头不对？
So you ask, well, how do you know then what the source really is?
它不讲神要讲的话，那就是。显出那个源头不对。
If he does not speak the words that God would speak, then the source then is not proper.
那个人讲出来的话不是神已经讲过的话，那就是不对。
If the words that are spoken are not words that God has already spoken, then the source is improper.
那不用说，这是很重要的一点。
Now, brothers, this is a rather important point.
那当我说扫罗还不是主要不是说他这个。
My mentioning Saul actually mainly is not to make mention of this.
我要说的呢，当他里面一不对的时候，他整个的人就更不对。
But rather to say that when within his heart he has improper motives or he's not right in his heart, then his entire being becomes even more wrong.
他给恶魔搞扰，扫大卫在那里弹琴，叫他得释放。
When he was bothered by the evil spirit, then at that time the devil was playing the harp in order to soothe him.
但是他心里面想着我要杀掉他。
But because within his heart he had a thought that I want to kill you.
弟兄姊妹，你看看这里太方便了。
But this is look like the situation is too convenient.
扫罗手里是拿过枪的。
Where it says Saul held in his hand a spear.
大卫埋头埋脑在那里弹琴，但扫罗却是拿着枪在手。
David was there, minding his own matter, and he was playing the harp. And yet for Saul, he had in his hand, he held a spear.
他就说啊，我要把他钉在墙上。
And Saul said to, or thought to himself, I am going to pin David to the wall.
他不就是这样，他真的是做。
But not only did he think it, he actually tried to do it.
不就是做一次，接连做两次。
Not only tried it once, but tried it twice.
所以就想着这绝对不是偶然了。
So we see because of this that this is not just incidental.
偶然发脾气啊。试了一下，一想不对，不能再做。
Accidentally, blowing your temper, you would do something once, but if that would awaken you, and you would realize, oh no, that was wrong.
但是他接连的做两次，你就晓得不是偶然发脾气的。
But since he did it consecutive times, then then we realize that it's not just an incidental temper.
但是感谢神,
but thanks be to God.
两次都没有打位刺中,
that both attempts did not hit the mark to pin David.
弟兄姊妹们,
but in sisters, we must take notice of this circumstance, the circumstances. I don't know whether or not David was sitting when he was playing the harp or he was standing. Regardless of whether he is sitting or standing, he was in an unprotected, unguarded position.
那么而扫罗呢?
What about Saul?
他是战士,
he was standing.
虽然那个时候他是糊涂, 但是他还是一个战士, 是勇士。
He's a warrior, and even though he was confused in his mind, he was a warrior.
那所以他把那个枪拿起来一刺的时候,
so when he took a spear and threw it,
那么近距离啊,
the close proximity, it was such close proximity,
大卫应该是很难躲得开,
it would be very difficult for David to avoid the spear.
你想一个屋子有多大?
You think for yourself, how big would the house be?
我们很 不知道究竟有多大,
we don't know exactly how big the house was.
不过去年我们看以色列去以色列的时候看见那些房子, 一般来说在屋子里面都不是太大,
but from our trip to Israel, the houses that we saw, we saw that it was not very big.
你怎么躲?
How can you avoid it, avoid the spear?
你能躲一下,
you might be able to avoid the first spear, but you will not be able to avoid the second.
感谢神,
but thanks be to God
大卫躲开,
that David was able to avoid
them.
How did he escape?
我在想,
I thought again,
枪是在扫罗的手里,
the spear is in the hand of Saul,
枪头却是在神的手里,
but the head of the spear was truly in the hands of God.
不管扫罗怎么刺出去,
no matter how Saul hurled the spear,
捂着枪头的那个神就把那个方向带歪了,
the hand of God that was on the head of the spear would swerve the head of the spear.
我们感谢神,
we thank our God.
这是神的保护,
this is God's protection.
这是让大卫去经历一些难处, 但是也经历神的陪伴,
this incident allowed David to experience hardship, but also allowed David to experience the presence of God.
说你让他读的时候你就看见经文里面非常非常强调一件事情, 就是神与大卫同在,
very heavily emphasized here in the scripture is that God was with David.
一而再再而三的说, 神与大卫同在,
again and again it tells us that God was with David.
那弄到扫罗啊, 真不知道怎样来处理,
but it caused then Saul to come to a point where he just didn't know what to do to handle the situation.
让大卫在眼前, 他感觉害怕,
to allow David to remain with him, he felt a certain insecurity, he felt fear.
把大卫放到外头去, 他更不放心,
but to allow David to go elsewhere, to go away from his presence, he also was not willing to do that.
留在身边不行, 送到外边去也不行,
it did not sit well with him to have him with him, it did not sit well neither to have David be sent off elsewhere.
所以他就说非要杀掉他不可,
and so therefore he concluded that he must kill David.
那想出一个计谋来,
and so then it brought forth a scheme.
他亲手杀手他杀没有办法
he could not take it upon himself to carry out the deed
他就想借刀杀人了
so then he borrowed someone else's sword
let him be killed by others
so he allowed then he schemed so that others would kill him instead
那 他就说哎呦我把女儿嫁给你
so he says I'll let you marry my daughter
那么结果呢只是说说而已
as it turns out it was only talk
因为他起初应许的谁杀了哥利亚就把女儿给他们
because you remember from the very beginning he had already made this promise that whoever killed Goliath would have his daughter's hand in marriage
但事实上他没有
but in fact he did not carry it out
他把他的大女儿给了别人
In fact, he gave his oldest daughter to someone else.
现在他又在旧事重提。
And so again, he schemed. Then again, he brought, reiterated or brought back what he said earlier.
他连对不起也没说。
He didn't even apologize.
他对不起，我把大女儿给了别人。
He didn't even say, "Oh, I'm sorry, but I have already given my oldest daughter to someone else."But I still have a younger daughter.
Yeah, 我现在把小女儿给你。
I will give my younger daughter to you in marriage.
他的意思就是说啊，要借非利士人的手来杀大卫。
The intent, however, was to allow the Philistines to have the opportunity to kill David for him.
他上派人去跟大卫说的时候。
And so he sent a group of people to speak with David.
大卫说我哪里配呢
And David's response was I'm not deserving
I'm
not worthy
我家里也穷
I come from a poor family
我们人也卑微
And we are lightly esteemed
怎么可以做王的女婿呢
How could I possibly be the son-in-law of the king
这个不行
This is not possible
我没有条件呢
I don't have the qualification
也许他头一次没有去抗议也就是这个原因
He didn't protest
for the first
we see that Saul David did not protest but we see that David didn't protest originally the first time because of this very reason
撒罗就差人告诉他说不要说什么聘礼这个聘礼很容易的我只要100个非利士人的羊皮就可以
and so then the messengers told David you don't need a particular dowry the only dowry that I would need is for you to give me 100 foreskins of the Philistines
那意思就是说你去杀一百个非利士人
the meaning of course was that all you need to do was to kill 100 Philistines and that would be sufficient
大卫说是真的吗
and David said is that true
是啊
and the response was yes
大卫就去了
and so David went
结果杀了200个回来
and he killed 200
还要100他给200
The requirement was 100, but he gave him 200.
但是问题不是在这。
But this actually is not where the issue lies.
问题是在扫罗要借着非利士人的人的手来杀他。
The issue was that Saul wanted the Philistines to kill David for him.
但是神却让大卫在这样的环境的里头去接受神给他的召见。
But instead, God allowed David to experience God's edification in this type of circumstances.
让大卫在各方面能更深的去经历神的同在。
So that from all aspects, that David is able to learn once again about the presence of God.
那结果呢？
And then as a result,
只好把女儿给他。
Saul can only offer his daughter in marriage to him.
No, 他越在那里对付大卫。
And no matter how he tried to deal with David,
越让大卫在那里去经历神。
It only caused David to experience God even more.
也越让以色列人的心敬重他。
And it only caused the heart of the people of Israel to be more focused on David.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
那我们以前已经提过了。
In the past, we had already made mention.
等我们一碰到大卫受膏礼以后。
After we saw the anointing of David,
我们看他们的历史就沿着这样的一个方向去。
We see that there is only one direction that the history of the people.
因为大卫受膏以后
after David was anointed,
以色列中间有了两个王。
The people of Israel now had two, essentially had two kings.
一个是明显的王，一个是隐藏的王。
One was a king by sight, the other was a hidden king.
一个是被废弃的王，一个是给神建立的王。
One was a king that was forsaken by God. One was a king that God has arrested.
那么因此就产生那个属灵的征战。
And so then it brought forth the spiritual conflict.
我应该先说，就产生了一些政权的征战。
I should say that it brought forth an even greater conflict. Political conflict, a political power struggle.
但是这些政权的征战的背后它是属灵的征战。
But behind this political struggle is truly a spiritual struggle.
而这个属灵的征战不仅是在他们两个人的身上进行。
And the spiritual conflict or struggle is not just confined to these two individuals.
也同时发生在所有神的儿女们的身上。
But also occurred on all the people of God.
我们会引用加拉太书上面的话。
We know of the words recorded in Galatians.
从前是属血气的，逼迫属灵的。
In Galatians, it tells us, he who was born according to the flesh.Persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit.
现在也是这样。
And now it is still the same.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
说从现在开始，我们看到大卫跟扫罗当中的历史，就是我们身上的属灵的征战的影儿。
We see then the history of the recording of the conflict between David and Saul.Is the current situation that it shadows the current situation that we struggle with today.
我们以后下去就按照这一点，一面看历史，一面看我们。
In the days ahead, we will take this view. On the one hand, to look at history; on the other hand, to look upon ourselves today.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our God.
属灵的征战是凶猛的。
That the spiritual struggle or conflict may be fierce.
是要命的。
It is
deadly.
It is deadly.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
你看见一切事情的起头，神先在那里有安排。
That at the as a basis, though, that God has made all the arrangements.
有保证
that is a guarantee.
所以征战虽然是凶猛，
so even though the struggle may be fierce,
但是在站在谁一边的人仍然是安全。
But those who stand on the side of God is standing in safety.
同时也在征战中接受
And also they would experience a renewed God's greater edification. We thank our Lord. I think we will end our study here.
我们愿意主在以后的日子给我们更清楚地看见生命成长的路所经历的征战是怎么回事。
We ask that the Lord will allow us to see in the days ahead what type of path this is in regards to our spiritual struggle.
我们请一两位弟兄或者姊妹与我们有点麻烦。